Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Time to make our NFL picks. We were all 0-1 right now after last night because we all picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go to Sunday afternoon right now. Let's go to Chicago, Cleveland at the Bears. Jeremy.
Bears are about over a touchdown favorite in this game. I'm picking them to win. Wouldn't be shocked if Cleveland kept it close.
I think he'll keep it close as well in a loss. I got the Chicago Bears as well.
Ed? Chicago.
Okay. Let's go Chargers traveling to Kansas City. Who you got, Ed?
Chargers. Try another underdog on the road. I still think Kansas City scuffling. I'm going to go to Los Angeles.
I'm going to Kansas City only because, Kansas City at home, I don't care what the record is right now. I cannot pick against them at home.
Well, that's it's part of this, too, with the Chargers coming off of Monday Night Football, going on the road, facing a division rival. There's a reason why they're 5.5-point underdogs. And I'm looking at the spot here going, we just watched the Chargers have a huge win against the Steelers and go get their asses handed to them by Jacksonville.
Right.
This is a big win. I think Kansas City shows up and beats them by double digits.
Buffalo travels to New England in the AFC East clash. Jeremy Kahn?
I'm going to take the Patriots. I mean, we've talked about this not since Big Ben, 10 wins in a row. He won that game even when he was an underdog to go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the Patriots here.
I thought the Patriots won that game. AFC Championship game.
No.
Ben Roethlisberger's rookie year. I think Patriots won that.
2004 is, that's 2000, yeah.
2000, which year am I talking about?
2004 is when they went in, they were 15-1, I think, going into that game. They lost.
They lost. Okay. Yeah, to the Patriots, yeah.
But I'm taking the Patriots in this spot. Again, I think people remember Buffalo winning last week, and if you watch the way they won, I don't want to say they didn't deserve to win the game. I thought Cincinnati gave it away.
Yeah, they gave it away. I'm going, everything that you're saying right now, and I think Kansas City, New England is very underrated. I know what their schedule is, but they're beating people pretty impressively. I'm going with the Patriots in this one, Ed.
I'm going with the Bills. I'm going with the Bills. 10 wins in a row, facing 11 now is a tough thing to do. I think Buffalo's got to be desperate at this point, so I'm going to just go with the Bills.
Washington at Giants.
Giants.
Ed, over Giants?
Giants.
Yeah, we don't know why. We have no reason why, other
absolutely
than they're
not
at home, but I'm going Giants, too.
Absolutely
I'm
not
going Giants, too. No, we're not waxing poetically on this one.
No.
I'm taking Washington because Giants do this all the time. They'll have a lead in the first half, and they'll blow it in the second.
Well, you gave a reason, at least. Las Vegas at Philadelphia, Jeremy.
Philly.
Keep it moving? Keep
Philly.
It moving?
Yep.
Keep it moving. All right, we all keep moving on that. All right, Jeremy, sticking with you. Jets at Jacksonville. Keep it moving again?
Ed. I'm still not talking to him. Can you tell him to keep this damn thing moving? It's Jacksonville against the Jets. And, I don't think Jacksonville's the end-all, be-all, but I've seen the Jets.
I have, too. I'm going with Jacksonville. But we have to fill this segment.
No, we get through this.
Stop keeping it moving.
And then we talk about
Let's
the size
at least
of his head.
Crap on the Jets.
Let's start with
while.
You then, Ed. How about Arizona at Houston?
Keep it moving.
No.
Wrap it up, B.
I'm going with the Houston. I think Houston's a sneaky, sneaky, dangerous team. I mean, in Arizona, there's nothing to play for at this point.
You know how that's a Robbie-ism. Why you keep asking me?
Yes. You know what? I'm writing that down because I'm going to start using it.
Why you keep asking me?
Because this is like the times that we say, wow, that was a great meeting. That could have been an email. That's how I feel when you ask me who's going to win between the Jets and Jacksonville.
So we're both going with Houston. All right, Jeremy. Green Bay at Denver. Is that better?
Yeah. I'm taking Green Bay. You know, look, I think I have my bias against Denver. They play a ton of close games. They find ways
you
to
think?
Win. I'm going to take Green Bay in this spot.
Denver's a good football team. I think you really, really slap them unnecessarily, especially at home. I'm going Green Bay.
I'm going with the Broncos. I don't like that team at all. I never have. But
me either.
A good defense is a real powerful motivator for me. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
John Elway was only second during his era to Joe Montana. And I hated him and his team. So yes. I'm with you on that.
I've never liked that, ever.
Detroit at Rams, Ed.
I'm going with the Rams. I think Detroit is struggling, and they're in a very tough division. They need this game badly, badly. But I think the Rams are better. I just do, and they're home, so I'm going to go with the Rams.
I think the Rams right now, are the best team in football. Yeah. And they're home?
And they're home.
I'm going Rams.
I think the Lions have the pieces to win this game if they were at home. I don't think they're winning this one on the road. And granted, I'm not even talking about the indoor-outdoor stuff the environment's perfect, but that means it's perfect for the Rams. A guy like
I'd rather
Stafford.
Play in Los Angeles outdoors than anywhere indoors. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
So with that being said, I got to take the Rams. I think they're a great play this weekend.
Carolina at New Orleans, Jeremy.
New Orleans does it again. Like one of our good friends who used to run Ruth's Chris around here said, come on, baby, shuck. Yeah, shuck. We got Tyler Shuck, baby. Yeah. I think Shuck is going to do it again, exactly what he did last week, and go in and win a game that they have no business winning because that's what teams like the Saints do. Hey, you want the first pick? Eh, we'll win a couple meaningless games.
Speaking of winning games that they should not win, Carolina's been doing that all year, and they're going to do it again on Sunday. I got Carolina. Ed?
Carolina. I mean, I think the Saints are bad.
They're under a field goal favorite on the road. 2.5.
Are they really? I'm still going with the Panthers.
All right.
Especially seeing the Bucks lose.
Rob,
I'm going to make this decision.
Rob.
Indianapolis at Seattle, Ed, because we're going to keep it moving.
Rob, you got a double header to keep the damn thing moving. Look at the one after it. You think we're taking Phillip Rivers' old ass against the Seahawks?
No.
We have three really good games this weekend, or four.
Well, wait a minute. Here's the third one. Here's the third. Minnesota at Dallas.
Well, hold on. We are taking Seattle and San Francisco, right, to keep it moving?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We take both of them.
All right, go ahead.
Minnesota at Dallas. How much you want to talk about that one?
I mean, look, Minnesota's defense has been playing outrageously good. I just know the dude that puts all the paint all over his face and starts screaming and throwing the ball to the other team's not going to do much, but I'll take Dallas to win.
I'm taking Dallas.
Well, I don't know. Alan Page had a good game last week.
Yeah, yeah, but he ran the wrong way.
That was Marshall.
That's right. You're right.
I'm going with Dallas.
Baltimore Ravens travel to Cincinnati. Ed, give me a score and a winner.
I'm telling you, I'm saying this with no confidence. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens to win. Oh, God, they're making me so angry. Make me very angry.
You're making me very upset.
It made me very upset. I'm going with Baltimore 34-27.
Has Tyler Loop been a hero yet? He's not, has he? He's not banged the game winner yet, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He can't complete a kickoff.
Hey, well, he can kick, though. I mean,
yeah, he can.
Field goals.
Yeah.
He's going to kick the game winner on Sunday. Ravens 31-30. Tyler Loop.
If this is a field goal game, that's upsetting.
I agree.
Don't doubt it.
He kicks the game winner in the third quarter. Give me the Ravens 34-24.
That's basically him. Same score.
410-583-1057. That's the number. World is stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed, we're giving out shovels.
I'm giving mine to Southwest Airlines.
Wow.
You guys don't even need a mask. God.
It's going to be fun talking about these flights. Things are getting crazy.
I'm serious. Wait till you see what I found out here.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
All right, it's time for shovels. Let's get it rolling, Ed. Who do you got?
I'm giving it to Southwest Airlines. Now, I looked up flights, and I looked them up for, randomly it came up February 6th or something, because Rob played a basketball team from Brisbane, Australia last night. Mm-hmm. So we're kidding around. So I looked up the flight time to from Australia to Baltimore just to get an idea, and the price came up. It was $1,043 one way. To go to Australia, that's a day. That's a 24 to 33-hour flight, depending on which airline you take. 24 hours to go the other side of the world, down under. Literally, the other side of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest to go to Sarasota the same weekend. $400 one way. Why? Why? And it's 2 months in advance. This isn't like the week before. This is 2 months in advance. Why?
Are the flights not filling out? But again, you're, it's
2 months
always
in advance. Packed.
How much is it?
To go to Australia was $1,000. To go to Sarasota was $400. Like,
one
that
way.
Doesn't seem to, yeah,
one way.
One way. That doesn't compute in my mind. Does not compute. And the Australia flights, among like five or six, they're all in the same ballpark. 978, 1043, Southwest. And this has been all the time with them. They were a discount airline. When I came back last trip, I only booked one way down because I didn't know when I was coming back. So I booked a last minute ticket to come home and get back here. It was 78 one way from Sarasota to Baltimore. That's a minute and 58 hours, excuse me, an hour and 58 minutes in the air. $700? Really? And you're charging for bags now? And now you're going to have this cockamamie, you know, this four-tiered, you know, flight now where you've got like four different levels of whatever. So if you want to pay for, you know, get your bags for free, and if you want to, you know, have last-minute changes without charge, you want to board early on the plane, it's the most expensive ticket on the plane. Like, you guys really have got to be kidding me. And I can't believe they're not regulated better, because they seem like they're just gouging people. I'm sorry. Hate you guys.
Jeremy Kahn?
I'm going to give my shovel to a lot of people talking about the Sharon Moore thing, but especially Emmanuel Acho. Emmanuel Acho went on, did a video talking about how this girl knew he had a family. He knew he had a family. Like, just beating him up for all these things as a Christian man that he screwed up. Didn't you just sleep with Joy Taylor and it leaked out and everybody got fired? Everybody got in trouble? Didn't you just sleep with a married woman? And the fact that you're coming out and criticizing someone else for what's going on, and look, he deserves to be criticized, and I want to open this whole thing up, because there are a lot of people turning this into a race thing. Why?
I know. Yes.
He stalked that girl.
Yeah.
He went over to her house and held a knife to
her. A knife, throat. Yes.
You think they were going to invite him back?
Had this discussion last night. Yeah.
I mean, anyway, but this whole thing where, I mean, some people are calling him out and dragging him, but I don't need to hear Emmanuel Acho talk about anything, because I think his takes are trash. But to sit here and call somebody out for something that you just did, stop it.
My shovel goes to certain Mets fans. You New York Mets fans now convincing yourself that Pete Alonso was no big deal. Pete Alonso last year had a .272 batting average. Well, Rob, you said batting averages don't matter. You know, to me, they really don't. On base percentages do.
But having a power hitter with batting average just like that?
Just under .350. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, slugging counts. .524. OPS matters. .871. And he had 38 home runs and 126 RBI. This man has had over 115 RBI in three of the last 4 years for your ball club. Well, his defense sucks. Yeah, I saw a stat since 2021. He saved more errors on scoops than anybody other first baseman in all of baseball. His range is not great. It's not. But you went out and got Marcus Semien, which would have helped him with range at second base. But you didn't re-sign him.
Yeah, but he throws the ball away more than anybody. So you needed Pete Alonso there to pick his horrible throws.
Why is it when you get rid of people, certain fans try to convince themselves and others there's no big deal? Oh, you overpaid for them. When is the last time anybody's ever said the Orioles overpaid for anybody? Significant. I don't remember.
What do people do when when they break up or somebody leaves them in a relationship? So much better off without him, her, whatever. Oh, the best thing that ever happened.
Is that why you're on your sofa your sofa with your PJs on eating bonbons? Eating a
5-pound bag of M&Ms.
Yeah, because you're doing so much better. Yes. When you were with him, you had a 5-star restaurant. Who's going to play first? Who's out there right now, Jeremy, available, better at first base than Alonso?
Defensively?
Offensively, period. Who's better?
Well, nobody.
Who are the Mets going to get that's better at that position?
Nobody, unless you trade for somebody. And even then, it's like,
you're giving up somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, people are like, oh my God, they missed out on these free agents. So let's go try to trade for Fernando Tatis or Tarik Skubal for the Mets. And it's like, well, that's fine. Go get those players. They're great players. But you're going to give up a good portion of your farm system and probably some major league ready players. Now they get to watch Mark Vientos make about 1,000 errors at first.
Pete Alonso is the real deal, folks. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself.
Think hard. You guys follow this team your whole lives. What free agent signing was bigger than this?
Free agent? I don't know that there was one bigger than it. Like, my time doing radio here and growing up, to me it was when they went out and it was a Band-Aid on a wound, but they signed Miguel Tejada, Lopez, and Rafael Palmeiro.
That's the one I was going to name as well, free agents. It didn't do anything for him because, like you said, they didn't add him to a good team. They're adding this guy to a team.
We didn't have any pitching at all.
Right. They're adding this guy to a team that for the last 3 years before last year, was a winning team. The first year they were winning team, they didn't go to the playoffs. than back-to-back playoff years. So they added him to that team.
You know what I love is when people start talking about the Orioles. Like, Justin Verlander's brother, Ben, has been doing this. The same thing that we talk about. Hey, it's great you guys got Alonso, but you guys still got to get pitching. Like, they don't know that. Wow. Thanks a lot. But they keep writing this thing about going out and getting pitching. And then I've seen some people go, yeah, the Orioles starting pitching sucks right now. Does it suck or do they need to get two more? Because if you go back and look at the war of the three guys that were here last year, I think it's over nine or it's right around nine. Which, by the way, if you guys want to, that's unbelievable for three starting pitchers, especially when you look at what Rodgers did last year. I don't know if he can repeat it. Kyle Bradish, again, got to stay healthy. But if he does, we know he's good. And then go back to Dean Kramer, who's, again, I'm not telling you Dean is going to win a Cy Young or even be in the conversation for it, but you need players like him who get you through to where you need to be. And if he had to start a playoff game, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Not at all. Not at all. Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning. Good morning to you.
My show is for the Earth Day women that own the Colts. I can't believe, man, they signed off on this Philip Rivers crap, man. They let them dudes talk them into signing this guy. Jeremy, what's the odds of Philip Rivers seeing Lucky Charms this weekend?
I mean, look, there's a good chance. I'm wondering how this is even going to look. Like, it has a chance to be like this amazing day where Philip Rivers comes out and does something that not a single person, including himself, thinks he can do. But it also has a chance to be one of the epically worst decisions ever made.
I'm very concerned.
I hope he plays well for his sake, because I actually like Philip Rivers.
Him is, he better drink all the joint juice he can drink. You guys have a good morning.
Thanks, man.
My buddy Mark gave me a good free agent sign. He said he thinks the best ever was Roberto Alomar.
Free agent sign. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean,
I forgot about that one.
One of the best of his position.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great 3-year stretch here, too. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, World of Stupid at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, earlier this week, Joe Burrow sounded like a player who didn't believe he'd play in the league very long. Or did he? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
How much fun are you having right now? Is it difficult to have fun given the season, what you've been through physically, emotionally, all of it? Is it tough?
Yeah, certainly.
You seem like there's something on your mind, or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All of the above.
That's Joe Burrow being Joe Burrow, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Joe raised the question, Al Joe LaCroix, do you think Joe Burrow has a career like Andrew Luck's? Can you see Lamar hanging it up sooner rather than later? I think the first thing, Joe LaCroix, let me answer this way. I think players are going to start having shorter careers than they had in the past because there's more money in it now.
More money, and there's more awareness about health
right
in the future and stuff.
You know, I can get my money quicker now. That's why they want these guaranteed
particularly
contracts.
Particularly quarterbacks.
Yes.
I mean, if you're making a couple million dollars a year. Sounds like a lot of money to people, and it is. But now when you have to retire at 28 years old, and your agent gets a piece, and Uncle Sam gets half, you know, so it's not going to last you the rest of your life. It can, but you got to be real smart.
And I think, I'm a little bit different here. I don't think we're going to see guys retiring just because, hey, I've got enough money, I've done this, and leaving. There will be a few of those guys, but I think you're going to see more people like they're forced out because of their injuries. We're going to get to an 18-game schedule. Mm-hmm. They're going to be playing on different nights of the week. They're going to be playing in different countries, and you look at the injuries that add up, and the NFL tells you they care about player safety, and they don't give a rat's ass about that because the almighty dollar matters more. And I think we start to see this. This game's getting watered down as it is. But the Andrew Luck thing, I mean, he got hit so many times and ultimately just said, you know what? I love this game, but I don't want to end up like...
I love me too.
Yeah, that's a Stanford kid. And now he's a GM at Stanford. He made enough money. Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of people like him. And even some of the other guys that retired early, like Patrick Willis, Calvin Johnson, Luke Kuechly.
Barry Sanders.
Some of it had to do with health. Barry Sanders, I don't know. He's like, man, I'm tired of getting tackled. With
that's him. He was the one I point to. He just had enough.
Yeah.
No, I'm leaving.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Well, they... he wanted to pursue his acting career, and they told him to get back to work. He said, okay, well, I am. Hollywood.
Yeah. I got these bunions.
Hey, he says, Raquel Welch is right there. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Yep.
Raquel Welch is right here. I think I'm staying with Raquel.
And as Ed pointed out, he did. What was the incident that he had with the woman on the balcony?
He threw her out off a balcony.
But it was only the second floor.
That time, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure. It's a caveat.
Could you imagine him playing?
It's
Jim Brown, man. Moving. No, you talk about moving. This. Respect the artist.
During social media, could you imagine the social media with Jim Brown and Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle?
Are you kidding me?
Ty Cobb.
Jesus. Oh. What the story just came out with Quentin Jammer saying he was drunk half the season.
Yeah.
Like somebody said, well, when did you drink? He said, man, I was drinking during the games, like a bottle of vodka during the games. Yeah. And then you go back and watch those games and yeah, I remember that one. I bet on that team, sorry ass. You blew the game. Jammer.
Lost my money.
Jammer.
He was awesome coming out of college, man.
I think he was a top three pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was supposed to be like Texas. One of them Hall of Famers. I can't remember. Texas had a loaded secondary that year. They had a couple of first rounders, I thought.
Was Roy Williams on that? Or hold on, not Roy
maybe
Williams.
Maybe it wasn't all secondary. I thought they had a loaded secondary that year.
Oh, God. Who's the other safety that they had? They had a big-time hitting safety to go along with.
Because Roy Williams was Oklahoma.
Yes, yes.
You were thinking Texas because they battled one another.
There were two Roy Williams, though.
A wide receiver.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, again, just getting back to full circle with Joe Burrow, I think right now there's a bunch of stuff going on. I think he's in his own head about, he cost them that game as much as he gave them a chance to win it, you know. And I'm not pointing at him saying solely it's your fault, but if you're the quarterback in that situation and you threw two picks in the last 5 minutes of the game, one of them went for a pick six, the other one they scored as well, you would say to yourself, "I cost our team the game," whether that's necessarily true or not.
So what you're saying is Joe Burrow ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going anywhere.
Stop it.
I wonder.
But again, he's one of those intellects. He's also a he loves fashion. If he doesn't love football, I could see him loving something else and being successful in it. I just don't think we're going to see a lot of guys like this.
He's a week away from saying how much he wanted to come back because he loved the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's grumpy. He's moody. Now, you said Bruce Arians did compare him, Joe, to Andrew Luck?
I'm Pat McAfee. Bruce Arians said he sounds a lot like Andrew Luck did when he hung it up.
He's a week away from saying how much he wanted to get back to the game just because he loved the game. It's a child's game.
Yeah.
We get paid a lot of money to do it. That's a week away from saying that. I mean, which one do you want me to feed off of? A guy who's battling back from injury, can barely stand up, was playing football. Wasn't he the one that had to take his shoe off and put it back on?
Yep.
To play football. Or the guy that's upset because, as Jeremy said, he just threw two interceptions and lost the team the game. And he's grumpy and emotional. I don't think Joe Burrow's going anywhere anytime soon.
I don't either. And by the way, if he does go anywhere anytime soon, I think it's getting out of Cincinnati, not necessarily stopping football.
If what he's saying has any cryptic message, I'm more inclined to believe that he's not loving football in Cincinnati. Not that he's not loving football, Jeremy. That was going to be my point as well. I forgot about it. But yeah, I think it's more of that than anything.
I would not be shocked in a year or two if he just tries to force his way out of Cincinnati. And I hope it doesn't turn into like a Russell Wilson situation where it's like, yeah, I really want to be here. Could you trade me to these five teams? But I really want to be here.
But if you're going to trade me.
Yeah, but if you are, I would like.
Do you see that from him?
I don't, but I'm saying, like.
I don't see that from him.
I don't know if he cares if you like him or not.
Yeah. See, I don't think he does, man. I see Joe Burrow saying, man, F you. Get me out of here. Like, just like that.
But he's also an Ohio kid.
He did his time.
Yeah.
His time, man.
Yeah, maybe.
He did his time, Jeremy. That had to do with anything. I did my time.
Well, it has to do with a lot. I mean, if you're from the area, like, not everybody's Stan Kroenke, who was named after Stan Musial, that takes a team out of the only place that they played. Like, he moved the Rams out of St. Louis.
Remember that guy from Akron? Got drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers? But he took his talent to South Beach.
Yeah, but he also got vilified and went back because he felt bad about how all that stuff went down.
I ain't saying Joe Burrow won't do that part either, but I wouldn't put it past him. Man, after a while, I can imagine the people in Ohio who love you saying, man, go away, man. Seriously, do yourself, save yourself.
Not when you have that type of quarterback.
Save yourself. I would tell Burrow, Joe, save yourself, bro. It ain't worth all that.
We shall see. I mean, they spent so much money in that offense and did nothing to help him on the defensive
side.
They
never have, though. He's never had a good offensive line. I mean, if they spent money, they got great receivers, but he's getting the crap kicked out of
him. That's what I'm saying.
In the league. Me too. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. It's like he's never had a good offensive line. And yeah, they got pieces. They got a great offense because they got good, you know, skill position players. But we used to kid around about how, you know, amazing he was. He'd get sacked 7 times in a game and bounce back up and throw another completion. Like, he just...
Who was that against? That was in an AFC Championship game against Kansas City, wasn't it? He got sacked like a gazillion times.
Who, Burrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got sacked like 10 times.
Yeah. The Titans game? But that playoff game?
Before that, playoff he got sacked 9 times.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude, that's...
Well, that's what I said. Like, when Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl, everybody talks about Joe Burrow took him to the Super Bowl. I'm not knocking Joe Burrow. He had 5 touchdown passes in 4 games. Like, the defense was what took them.
Yeah.
The defense was a big part of their success in getting to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow was a big part of getting, you know, to the playoffs, and he made some plays in the postseason and beating Pat Mahomes, which is something nobody else has done. In the AFC side.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. On the Fan. On this fantastic feel-good Friday. World of Stupid at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we're doing our over-unders. Ravens, Bengals up next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Man. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's time for over-under.
Over.
Under.
The segment is over.
Let's go with Lamar Jackson, 249.5 total yards. Jeremy, over.
Over.
Oh, you go over?
Yeah. It's going to be a theme here, except for, well, not a full theme. You're going to hear me say over a couple times, and Rob,
over and over and
full
over.
Disclosure, yes. You're going to hear me say under a couple times.
Are you?
Yeah. Maybe once or twice.
I can see you going either way.
That's what everybody says.
I'm going over on Lamar as well. Ed Norris, where you going?
I'm going over because originally I thought it was passing yards and had it as under. When I saw it was total, then I say over. I think it was over 249. That's not a big push for him. I don't think he's going to pass for a lot, though. Now, he'll probably pass for 210, 220.
Does game flow matter to you for this? Because, like, again, we all had the Ravens winning. You had them winning a close game, right? But I'm saying, like, Lamar's one of those guys where they can win and he doesn't have to throw for a lot of yards.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
And he doesn't run as much as he has been. But I still feel like
even if he runs for 50, he always does throw for 200 yards. Yeah.
That's why I think the over seems viable.
All right. Ed, Derrick Henry, over or under 99.5 yards?
Over. That defense still sucks. They may have won on Thanksgiving. They're still terrible. Derrick Henry's going to have a big day. The only way they're going to win this game is if they control the football and they don't turn it over. So Henry's got to be a big part of it. I'm going over.
I think a better number from Joe should have been carries, but...
99 carries.
I'm going 99 and a half yards. I'm going over as well because there's no way we could be that stupid two games in a row against this team.
So his Vegas prop is right around 88.5 yards. So there is an increase here with that. But I don't think it's elevated enough. If he gets 20 carries, he gets 100 yards.
Yeah.
I believe that in almost every
think
game.
About it, yes.
But in this game, he might get 200 if you give him 20. They are terrible.
I go one step farther. He might get 100 yards. He gets 15 carries against his team.
He'll break one.
Yeah. Ravens defense, 1.5 sacks. Jeremy, over or under?
I got zero confidence in that, so I'm going under.
I'm actually going over. I'm going over on this.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just don't have confidence in this pass rush.
I think they'll dial up something and get to him twice.
I do, too. I'm going over. I find it really hard to believe that Burrow with his limited capacity right now, because he clearly can't be running with still shanking his shoe.
You got a shank in your shoe.
You know when Ed,
they've got to get him.
When Ed has conviction, he really believes it.
Yes.
He just really believes it.
That's
conviction.
That's
personal
that's
conviction.
Right. Yes,
he got a shank in his shoe.
He's going to shank us. Joe Burrow, 249.5 yards passing. Ed Norris.
I'm going over. He's going to have to throw for a lot, and he has a couple of guys on that team I've heard of who catch the ball.
Have we heard?
It's amazing. Like, Higgins is second.
Is Higgins going to play?
Right now he's showing up.
He's questionable, right?
He's showing up, but not. This is so when. Go ahead and drink. You're drinking now. Algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
But when the algorithm spits something out and it has a guy like T. Higgins getting like two catches for 18 yards. Anytime I read that, it's almost like we're not sure if he's playing.
Yeah.
So we're just going to say he plays a little bit. So. But even still, we just saw this with Jamar Chase. He's still going to get his targets.
Yeah.
And that's still, 249.5. I'm going over that number.
You're going over?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going over as well. I think he puts up some yards. I think it's a high-scoring game, close game. He puts up some yards. Ed, over or under 249.5 yards passing for Burrow?
Oh, I said he had over. He goes over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he goes over because I think he's going to be playing from behind. I think he's going to throw for. I said, you have two receivers of that caliber. He's going to throw for.
All right, go ahead, Ed. Do you think Burrow is over or under 249.5 passing yards?
Jeremy Chase, 99.5 yards receiving.
Come on, man. Under. I'm not only a client, I'm the president of the Jamar Chase fan club. He's going over.
I think it's the other way around.
What?
I'm really the president, but I'm a client.
No, I'm also a client.
I buy men. People don't know Jeremy's actually bald. That's a wig.
Yeah, the rest of the way down, I got a swimmer's body.
It's a crew cut wig.
The only thing on my body that's hairy is my face and my arms. And if you believe that, I've got some land for you.
I'm going Chase over as well. If Joe Burrow's going to have over 250, Chase going to have 100.
He's going to have it. I'm going over as well. I think Chase has a big day. And one thing, are they going to single him again?
I hope not.
How about you don't do that again? Did it against Metcalf, too.
Why? Well, Metcalf, because he hadn't burned anybody down the field. Yeah, and by the way, he pushed off on the big play, but hey, that's
whatever.
Singling Metcalf to me was more logical than ever, Chase. You never do that.
Well, Chase's better. Metcalf is a. But it's. You don't single.
But like Jeremy said, he hadn't done anything.
Love it because I was arguing with some guy about wide receivers, and I said, nobody's going to trash Justin Jefferson while we're sitting here. And some guy's like, that guy's terrible. I mean, he's the best wide receiver in football.
Terrible?
Yeah. He's not the best wide receiver. And then he starts to give me his numbers, and I'm going, you do realize, like, of all the guys we listed, he's the one that's double-teamed every single play.
You know what cracks people like that? Well, it's like, you could say, no, I like Jamar Chase. I like Puka Nakua better.
Say he's terrible.
You can't say he's terrible.
That was my point.
Yeah.
If you don't think he's the best wide receiver in the NFL, okay, we can talk about that.
You know what?
But terrible is not what we can talk about.
What he based it off of, there's like five premier players in this league going into last night's game that had less fantasy points than Aubrey, the kicker from the Cowboys, and Justin Jefferson is one of them.
Really?
No. He's having a terrible season, but I think you can look at it and go, yeah, it might be the quarterback play.
It could be the Darrell Revis syndrome, too, where nobody throws at him anymore.
Well, you mean that time, like when Randy Moss, we thought he was done because he was with the Oakland Raiders when Tuiasa Sopo was throwing the ball, and then he went back, went to New England, and the Hall of Famer was throwing on the ball? You mean like that?
And then he broke the touchdown record?
Yeah, like that.
Boom, like that.
Bengals defense forces 2.5 turnovers, over or under?
I'm going under. If the Ravens turn the ball over 3 or more times, it's goodbye. Bye-bye.
This was my only under all week. I'm going under that as well.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Keep it moving.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's get Mario in Pasadena. What's up, Mario?
Hi, guys. Just real quick, I don't think I know what a touchdown is anymore after seeing that one last night. But I really called the comment on Joe Burrow, and I agree with you guys with the football. It's going to go to 18 games probably, and, you know, part of it's us fans' problem. Make the problem if we have football Thursday through Monday night. I speak for myself. You know, I'll probably watch him. But with Joe Burrow – you know, you just never know. He could be just tired, you know. You're going to need money. Like you said, do you have enough to last the rest of your life? He might just want to buy a farm and move out in the Midwest, whatever. But I thought for sure he'd be in the Super Bowl again. I always root for the team who's never been there. And I remember when Burrow and Matt Stafford played. I said, well, I'm a root for Matt Stafford. Burrow's young. He'll be there again. We never know. But I do think after a while, it's like anything in life. Sometimes you just get tired.
It's absolutely true. But the only thing I would disagree with you on, he ain't buying no farm. He's buying Henrik Lundqvist's townhouse in Manhattan is what he's doing.
Joe Burrow ain't going to Midwest buying
He'll be living in Manhattan wearing a fur coat.
Yeah. I think we were all thinking the same thing. It's like if Joe Burrow ends up anywhere, it's New York or L.A., he's going to be doing fashion shows.
100%.
He's best friends
he's
with Kid Cudi.
He's hunting media, man. He ain't hunting the quiet life.
He has a different eye for art and fashion and all that stuff.
I think that's why I like him.
Yeah. I love the guy, man.
He pricks out character. Pretty outfits.
What's that even to like Henrik Lundqvist? Same thing. I mean, he's the Rangers goalie, lovely guy. He's an amazing player. Great story. But best dressed guy in sports, in my opinion. In all four major. Every time you see him on television, I text Rob, check this out. Look at what he's wearing. Yeah.
You know who also like? PK. Hey,
oh, yeah.
He wears some good stuff. He does.
Hey, Joe.
But Lundqvist always looks simple, classy. Yes. Like, why
the classic look.
It's perfect.
I ain't ever seen two grown men get boners over fashion that other men are wearing. This is just ridiculous.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
You said you never seen two men get boners over fat. However, you've seen two men get boners before.
Well, hey, that's not what we're talking about. You're changing the topic.
I know. I just wanted to cut you off at that word.
All right. I mean, I've seen some things.
We're wearing suits.
By the way.
Just keep in mind, if I am getting a boner over here, it ain't because of you.
Can I tell this?
I'm going to cut that.
It's because of you. My wife told this story last night. I'll be as quick as I can with this. Like,
you say all the time to her, I'll be as quick as I can.
One night down North Avenue, she lived off North Avenue, not in the greatest neighborhood or anything. She wakes up in the middle of the night. I all of a sudden hear something outside. I go look, and her neighbor is watching some dude masturbate outside her window. And I mean, he's inspecting it like he's His eyes, face around it. And my wife's like, why are you still watching that? I said, when are we ever going to see this again? How are you not watching this? This is incredible. Yeah, so it's I got video.
Day in the life of Jeremy Cohen.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, we get stupider with Jeremy Cohen. What you got, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of stories here. One funny one that I think is just great. There's a man, we've talked about women that go through the whole BBL and want to get the perfect body.
They're becoming obvious now.
How about the short kings that get extensions and want to get taller? How do you guys feel about that? We'll talk about one. I'll tell you what he paid and where he stands now. And then the other story I really want to get into is there was a woman who was offended by something that happened at the grocery store, and it is horrendous, and how dare he? How dare someone do this to another person? I'll play you the audio when we come back here in The World Stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.